Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, May 16th. I said that really fast. It's Monday, May 16th. Solid Monday today, okay? Weather was kind of nice, thank God. I went for a bike ride with my friend, and we didn't really know where the fuck we were going. He's like, let's go to Citi Field, where the Mets play. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's just go, which is kind of far. It's like, I don't know, 5 miles, whatever. But we went there. And when we got there, we're like, all right, I'm not tired at all. Let's go to Flushing Meadow Park, which is another 3 miles away or something like that. So we go there, and we're just kind of driving around, and we come across a mini golf course, and I'm like, oh, all right. And they had beer, which was sick because I'm not going to mini golf sober. Even though I was sober, I only had like 2 beers, which is, you know. Nothing. But I actually asked the guy, I was like, can we drink and play? And I felt weird because there was like this guy behind me with his 2 kids like, oh, yeah, we're going to play mini golf. And I'm over here with my friend like, can we get hammered and fucking play? And he's like, yeah, you can, you piece of shit. So we bought some beers and we played 18 holes and I won. I came out victorious. I think I won by 6 strokes. Which, by the way, back-to-back performances for me. This time, I won by 6 strokes. The last time I played, a couple of weeks ago, like a month ago, I won by, like, 7 strokes. I'm on fucking fire, is what I'm saying right now. All right? Absolute fire. But, yeah, that's what happens. I just posted on fucking Twitter and my Instagram about this thing. So listen, let me just explain what happened. A couple of days ago, I had a dream, and I never remember my dreams. Like, people have vivid dreams, and they could tell you every detail or whatever. I don't even know if I dream, I just fucking forget. Like, I don't know, or I just don't dream at all. I don't really know what that says about me as a person. Maybe I'm a piece of shit. I don't really know. But whenever I have a dream, or, like, if I have a dream, it's, like, me doing something that's not cool. Like, it's just, like, oh, I was at your house, and we were watching television. It was sick. Like, those are my dreams. Like, people are like, oh, I got fucked by a goose that had dragon wings. And then my dead grandma was there, and she was telling me all kinds of shit. And I'm just, you know, it was wild. I don't have any of that happen. You know what I mean? It's like me hanging out or whatever. Or like I get into like a little fight with someone and I try to throw a punch and like I can't. Why is that always in dream? That's bullshit. I don't know what it is. Cause like I know that happens to a lot of people. Cause I've had people say this to me like, have you ever dream where you can't throw a punch or you can't run away? And I'm like, yeah. But like, what the fuck? Why? Like, what is that? It's so weird. Every time I get to a fight in a dream, I'm like, oh, it's on. And I throw a right hook, and it's flying at like 2 miles an hour. And this guy just moves out of the way, duffs me in the face. Duffs me in the face. Is that a saying? All right, anyway. But yeah, I got completely off track. Guys, I just talked for 2 minutes about shit that had nothing to do with the story that I started. Anyway, ADD is out of control. Out of control here. But then again, I am talking to myself, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking go 9 different ways. Anyway, the other day I had a dream. And I woke up, and it was like 2:30 a.m. And I was like, oh, I remember the dream. And looking back on it, I can say that I was excited about it because I thought it was funny or I thought it was like cool or something like that. So I was like, I'm going to write it down. But I was like half asleep. So I don't really remember this because when I woke up, I completely forgot. I didn't remember until today. I believe the date, it happened on the 13th. So 3 days ago it happened. And I totally forgot because when I woke up in the morning, I didn't look at it. I didn't tell anyone. I just forgot about it. So I didn't like whatever. And usually when I do these podcasts, what I'll do is, think of shit to talk about, and then I'll just write them down in my notes so that I don't forget, so I can look down and be like, oh, this is the other thing, this is where we're going, blah, blah, blah. But, so when I went to do that, I clicked on notes and this thing popped up and it was the notes about the dream. And the notes, all the note says is mad windy, period. Shitting self, I blanket. That's it. That was my dream. Mad windy, shitting self, I blanket. I don't know what the fuck that means. I have no idea. When I read this, the mad windy, when I wrote mad windy, like, that jogs my memory a little bit. I do remember having a dream where there was, like, a significant amount of wind involved. And I believe, like, it was happening to Keith. And, like, there was just a bunch of wind, like, blowing him. Blowing him, yeah. He was getting blown in my dream. No, but there was a bunch of wind, like, I don't know. But the shitting self in blanket? Did I shit myself in a blanket? I don't know. Shitting self, I blanket. I don't have any recollection of that. I don't. I only shit myself one time and I shared it with you guys. And that's that. You know what I mean? But this is the dream that I had. But I just found this like 20 minutes ago and I was dying. I'm like, what the fuck was I talking about? Mad windy, shitting self, I blanket. There's something wrong with me. It's actually funny because the other day I was coming home for football and one of my friends, Adam, was in the car. And I don't know how the conversation started, but it was like, oh, what's the weirdest place you've taken a shit? Or like the worst place? And I was like, oh, outside. Like, obviously. Like, he was thinking like the worst place. He's like, oh, like Long John Silver's. I don't know what he said. He didn't say that, but he said something, you know, like that, some fucking restaurant or something. But yeah, and then it just got me thinking of how many times I've actually shit outdoors. And it's not an okay amount is what I mean. Like, it's too many, you know, like four. I think it's four, which is four more than it should be, you know, but for whatever reason, four times in my life, I've had to take a shit outside. And I'm not sorry or anything like that. Like, I'm just, it's fine. It's, you know, whatever. But there was actually one time that I'm really not proud of. And it's kind of weird that I'm telling you this now. And it's disgusting. But listen, this is 100% true. And anyone who knows me, I know Nick, my friend Nick is listening. Nick, I'm not sure if you know this story, but hold on to your fucking horses here. But so there's this field in my neighborhood, right, where we used to play football. It's called Memorial Field. And it's just like an open field, okay? And there's a row of like these bushes, these tall bushes, like in the middle of it. It divides it in half, right? On the other side is an airport, and like a side street that leads to a highway and a bus stop. So it's like busy. And on the other side is residential. There's a bunch of houses and shit. And it's just like an open field. And one time at night, I didn't have a car. I was too young for this shit. Okay. I didn't have a car. Bear with me. I'm trying to justify it already before I tell a story. I'm like, I didn't have a car. My pants were tight. I was sweating. I was tired. I couldn't do anything. I didn't even have a bike, you know. My friend had a bike, but there was no pegs, and he couldn't let me take his bike. But I forgot who I was with, but I was like, dude, I'm not gonna like make it. I have to shit really bad, cause like I don't know. I just have this thing. I feel like I have a mild case of IBS where I just shit. It's sometimes it's just like a complete emergency. It's like getting a text message. It really is. It's like, all of a sudden it's like, and you're like, well, I gotta shit right now. It's that quick. It's really like immediate. So I was standing there and I was like, oh no. Like, I just started getting like two bubbles in my stomach, and my brain's going, dude, you're gonna shit yourself if you don't do something. So long story short, I've already dragged it out too far. I had to shit like in between these bushes in this wide open field. right? And I didn't want to choose which side to shit on. Like, should I go airport, highway, bus stop side, or residential side? So I just kind of, you know, split the difference and shat in the middle. Like, I had one leg on either side, and I shit in the bush. And this isn't the fucked up part. The fucked up part, right? Because let's not forget, all right? Let's not forget about the process of taking a shit, okay? You take the shit. That's all good and fun, right? But what happens afterwards? You're gonna need to wipe. And I wasn't carrying around toilet paper on that day. And I had my favorite shirt on, so I didn't want to ditch that, you know, wipe that and, you know, throw it on the ground. Couldn't do that. So, oh God, I'm so, like, I'm not embarrassed, but it's just, like, bad. It just says a lot about my character. So I took a shit, and I was like, awesome, whatever. And then I was like, I need to wipe somehow. And I swear to God, I was like, what did I do? What do I do? And it wasn't a leaf. It wasn't a branch. I don't even know if you could wipe your ass with a branch. It wasn't a leaf. Wasn't a branch. Wasn't an article of clothing. I looked down and to my right. I swear to God, it was to my right. It was down and to my right. I could, you know, walk you through this step by step. I looked down and to my right. Right? And I see just a random umbrella. I swear to God. I saw a random umbrella. And I was like, perfect. Perfect. This is all I need. This is it. Thank you. Thank you, God, for sending this umbrella. I don't know whose umbrella it is. I don't know how many times it's been rained on. And I don't know why they left it. Right? But I didn't want to think about that. If someone's leaving an umbrella, something happened to it. All right? You ditch an umbrella, something's going wrong. Because it's umbrellas are easy. Even when they're fucked up, you still keep them. Like, one of the wires breaks, you're like, I don't give a shit. It flips inside out. You're like, whatever. I don't care. Someone ditched this umbrella, and I was like, whatever. I'm going to wipe my ass with it. And I did. And no one knows that. One, I think two people know that, and now a lot more do. But yeah, I wiped my ass with an umbrella. Not proud, but not ashamed. So there's a middle ground there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had to hear that. But maybe that'll make you feel good about yourself, because I'm sure, you know, 99.9% of people haven't shit and wiped their ass with umbrella, because an umbrella is like a weird thing to wipe your ass with. You know, some people have taken shits and wiped their ass with like hand towels or like their wrist or like the cat or, you know, stuff, but never an umbrella. That's like the weirdest thing. Like, you can't do that. Anyway, let's do sponsorships. So I'm back with Blue Apron. Blue Apron, if you don't know, if you sign up for their service, what they do is they send you ingredients for meals and a recipe on how to cook it. It's awesome. I'm telling you, when I got the package, my mom was freaking out. It was like Christmas. I was like kind of excited because I'm like, I wish this came like a little later, because her birthday's on the 18th. So if this package would have arrived on the 18th, I would have just lied and be like, this is what I got you. She was opening it. She's like, oh, scallions, oh, chicken, oh, fucking quinoa. I don't even know what the fuck quinoa is. They have a bunch of stuff. It's all like legit too, like legit food. It's like, I've said this before, but it's not like, you know, shitty stuff like microwavable and freezer, whatever. It's like legit food. So she was all excited or whatever. She's like, oh my, we have to cook this now. I'm like, relax, ma. Shit. We'll figure it out later. But Yeah, man, this company, they'll send you it, and they send you the right amount of ingredients. They send you literally everything that you need. If you need salt and pepper, it's fucking packaged in there. It's amazing. And it's, like, perfect for fucking, you know, if you're a piece of shit like me, you've never cooked in your entire life, this is, like, an easy way to get into cooking. I've always said that I wanted to get into cooking somehow. I just think that's something everyone should know. I don't want to be, like, a moron for the rest of my life. I want to learn how to cook. So this is kind of a good stepping stone. They send you all the stuff. You don't have to go to the supermarket because I can't shop. Can't do that either. I'll figure that out one day. Maybe someone will make a service about that. But I can't shop. So these people send me the ingredients. They send me the recipe. And then I cook it. You know? What did I make the other day? The other day I made... Middle Eastern chicken and chickpea stew. What is Middle Eastern chicken? I thought there was just chickens, you know? It's just chicken. But they have Middle Eastern chicken. This is what I mean. They have legit food. I don't know what the hell a Middle Eastern chicken is. It tasted amazing. I know that. And I know I cooked it, so I felt, you know, not useless. So that was great. It's also less than $10 a meal. So that's also amazing. Affordable. You don't have to leave the house because the shit comes right to you and you just have to cook it. It's amazing. Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. That's blueapron.com/basement. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Yeah, they got to put me on commercials. I'm like, Blue Apron, a better way to cook. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Oh, fuck. I'm an idiot. Anyway, I wanted to bring this up because someone... I have been getting Instagram messages about this fake Instagram of me or something. This guy's posting pictures of me. The guy's name is like Lucas. But he friended all the people that I follow on Instagram. And I, you know... only follow for the most part people that I know personally and that know me personally. So they're all just like, what is this kid's strategy? Like, that's such a bad catfish strategy. Like, if you're going to be a catfish, what the fuck did I just say? So if you want to be a catfish, let me give you a tip here. All right. For all you fucking weirdos out there, if you're listening to this, if you want to be a successful catfish, you don't just follow the fucking people that I know. They know you're fake then. What are you going to do then? It's dumb. That's an awful game plan. All right? This one guy, he catfished with me. He had a fucking great plan going on. So, but it reminded me of this. So I want to tell you about it. So the guy was using my pictures. I forgot the name, man, but it was on Facebook. I forgot the name, but he was using my pictures. Oh, no, it was my name, I think. Yeah, it was... I don't know. You see, I just had a fucking fight with myself just now. But I believe it was my name. Or maybe it was my first name, a different last name. But anyway, so they were using my pictures on Facebook, but they were gay. But, like, raunchy gay. Like, their Facebook statuses would be like, good morning... can't wait to suck a dick. Like, I was like, what the hell is going on here? And, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, whatever. I don't really care. Like, people are like, oh, do you want me to report this or whatever? I was like, I don't really give a shit. Honestly, it doesn't bother me. If it works, get ahead. You're killing it, man. You know, I get messages all the time that people are like, oh, I saw this on OkCupid. It's your picture, but the guy's name's Rico. I'm like, dude, he looks like he's, you know, doing well. He has like an 87% match ratio fucking score. I don't know what the hell anything, I don't know what it is. But yeah, I don't really care. But this in particular was crazy because I used to have a P.O. box where people would send me letters and stuff. This was a while ago. And so one day in my P.O. box, I get this big gift. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I open it and it's like a basket with fucking these sticks with cookies on them, but they're shaped like soccer balls and footballs and basketballs. Like, it's like a sport themed basket of cookies, but they're on these sticks. And I'm like, who would send me this? Like, this is incredibly nice. So then I there's a letter. So I'm reading the letter. It says, "Dear Joe." And then it says stuff like, you know, "We used to talk a lot, but, you know, we don't talk anymore." And, you know, all this stuff. So now I'm thinking, like, who is this? You know what I mean? Like, if they say we used to talk, like, I'll remember them. Like, if I've had a conversation with you, like, 85% of the time, I'll remember who you are. And the other percentage is because I was drunk and I just don't remember you, whatever. But I remember pretty much anyone I have a conversation with. So I'm like, who is this? I wonder who this is. So I'm reading it and it's like, you know, "I used to care about you and, you know, it didn't work out." And now I'm like, who the fuck is this? You know what I mean? I'm so confused. I'm thinking like some ex-girlfriend sent me a thing through my P.O. box, which I wouldn't understand why. And like cookies, that's such a random thing. So then I keep reading. And then, first of all, the thing was like 4 pages, front and back. And I'm reading through the whole thing. And I get to like page 3, and then I come across this sentence. It says something like, "I know you're probably talking to..." No, it says... Sorry, I just fucked up. My whole brain just melted for a second. But it said, "I know you're probably talking to other guys, and I'm talking to other guys too." And now I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this? Right? So now I'm fucking confused as hell. And now I'm like reading the rest of it. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then it was from like this guy, I want to say his name is Ricardo or some shit, but I'm not sure. Let's call him Ricardo. Fuck it. But Ricardo, he started going in and he was like, "You know, we used to talk. We didn't talk. We don't talk anymore. You're probably talking to other guys. I'm talking to other guys. I hope that we can meet up and just," I forgot what he said. It's something along the lines of blow each other. But I was like, "I'm all good. I'm good. I'm set on. I'm good. No, thank you." So I read this letter, and the guy, you know, he left his full name. So I went on Facebook to look for this guy. So I was like, I found him, and I messaged him. I'm like, "Hey, dude, my name's Joe Santagato. You know, you sent this to my P.O. box, and the letter's very confusing because we've never had a conversation, and I'm also not gay, and, you know, all this stuff." Like, I was just explaining the situation to him because I felt bad that this kid seemed to be, like, in love with someone who was, you know, whatever. Sent him a fucking basket of cookies. He probably likes this guy a lot. I've never sent anyone cookies. So I wanted to contact him to be like, "Dude, sorry, but you've been catfished by someone. Sorry, it's all fucked up, whatever." So I was being nice, and I write this whole thing. And then he messaged me back a day later, and he's like, "You don't have to lie. You don't have to hide it with me. It's just, it's cool. It's, don't worry." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm not lying. I'm trying to help you." He's like, "It's fine. You don't have to." I'm like, "Guy, Ricardo, take your fucking cookies. It's not me. I'm trying to help you." And he's like, "I know it's you. I've seen your face." I'm like, "Where did you see my face? I've seen pictures of you." I'm like, "I know those are catfish. They're using my pictures. It's not me. I'm sorry." And he just wouldn't believe me. And I guess to this day, he thinks, you know, that we're going to meet up and blow each other or something. But that's not going to happen, Ricardo. Sorry. And this happened like a year and a half ago. I haven't run into him. When we do, it's going to be a weird conversation. And I hope that my mom's not there because she's going to be very confused. But yeah. So whoever was running that Facebook account, kudos, because you got him. And yeah, you had him fooled. Not only fooled, but just sure. He was so sure. And when I told him, "No, wrong guy," he was like, "No. No, right guy." And I'm like, "No, you're wrong, dude." He's like, "No, man, you're wrong." I was so fucking confused. I was like, "Okay, whatever, sure." That's all good. But that's my story, guys. That's my catfish story. That's my best one. I haven't had anything like that happen since then. Didn't eat the cookies. I was too afraid there was going to be like a, I don't know, like some anthrax in it or some shit. Just being cautious, you know? Anyway, that's all for this episode, guys. Nothing significant has happened in my life that I need to ramble about. But I wanted to tell you that quick story. But yeah, if you guys are interested in sports, I have a sports podcast called Veterans Minimum. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud. Go check that out. Subscribe to that. It's a lot of fun. I also am on a podcast called Invasion of Privacy with Kate Wolf. A lot of fun on that podcast as well. So go check those out. Subscribe. Tell your mom. Pinch your nips. And that's all. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. But that's all. And thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.